Jacqueline, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me.
You're a filmmaker yourself, and you're also a presenter of experimental film with an installation in the Globe Building and over the Rhine, up and running through the rest of the summer. It's called the Mini or the Mini Micro Cinema. What's going on there?
Well, I was lucky to get a People's Liberty Globe grant, which means I will be a resident in their space for the next 2 months. And I've basically decided to create a small movie theater. So it will be 10 weeks of programming. There are 3 different screenings a week. And besides the different films that we'll be showing, we also have a popcorn machine. We have movie posters commissioned by local artists. We also have video installations playing in the gallery. So it's just a really exciting opportunity to bring experimental film and video to Cincinnati.
It sounds self-explanatory, but tell us what you mean by experimental filmmaking.
So this is work that's created outside of the Hollywood mainstream, and it could be in lots of different ways. It could be in terms of the form. You know, we'll be showing work that's sometimes just 2 minutes long. Also, we'll be showing work that doesn't necessarily have any actors. And so this is work that is just really breaking the sort of standard Hollywood convention that we're used to when we go to the multiplex and see, you know, the 90-minute action movie. These movies really sort of are open-ended, and they leave it to the viewer to explore and have a cinematic journey and come to conclusions themselves.
Who are some of the filmmakers who are represented in the exhibition, and are they local or from elsewhere or both?
So I decided, because I'm not a professional curator, I decided to actually bring in curators from all over the country. And so these are friends, colleagues, former mentors who I met at the Ann Arbor Film Festival up in Michigan, where I used to work and go to school. I also went to grad school in Chicago at the Art Institute of Chicago. So I've decided to bring in these curators from all over the country. We have curators coming in from LA, New York, Detroit, Chicago. And these curators are bringing in work from all of those different cities. And so it is a wide range of people. Almost 100 different filmmakers will be showing their work here in Cincinnati.
Well, there are special programs on Tuesday and Thursday evenings and on Saturday afternoons. But in addition to those screenings, there are also video installations and a book library and a resource center. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, so on Tuesdays, we have our open cinema where the community is welcome to show work. Actually, all Tuesdays are already booked up. So we have different people in the community who want to show different documentaries, show their own work. We even have a film professor from Columbus coming down to show his work. Thursday and Saturday, they are curated screenings. And then in terms of the space, we have the video installations. Those are all local artists. 10 different artists will be showing their work looped on a flat screen in the gallery. And then the movie posters are also 10 different local artists that we've commissioned to create movie posters based on all the different screenings each week. And I really, you know, wanted to use the money and use this grant to pay artists. So 2/3 of all the money, $10,000, is going directly back to curators, filmmakers, visual artists, and installation artists.
Well, is some of your own work included in the exhibition?
Actually, no. I've sort of taken a back seat. I think it's sometimes a little funny to curate your own work. So I'm not actually showing any of my own work. At the opening on July 3rd, that was the only program that I actually did curate. It was sort of an experimental film 101. I am a part of a live performance group, called the Video Band. And we will be performing at the final closing of the Mini, which is September 3rd. And so that is the only part of my own art that I'll be contributing to the Mini Micro Cinema.
Well, you're also a teacher. Do you teach filmmaking?
Currently, I am working with Artworks with 6 apprentices and 2 amazing co-teachers. And we are doing a project where the apprentices are creating 3 different videos for their creative enterprise division. That's the first teaching I've done in quite a while. I used to teach up in Eastern Michigan University. And also, I was the media literacy educator for the Ann Arbor Film Festival. So I would travel around and teach people all about experimental film and video. So I've had some experience doing this. Besides being a teacher, I own my own production company. And so that's really where all of my time usually goes.
Well, I would think that experimental filmmaking is a rapidly enlarging area since cameras come so easily to hand these days. Is that right? And what's been happening in the field since you've been involved in it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that filmmaking in general is more accessible because of the technology. But I think what's missing for people is sort of a historical discourse to understand, well, what I'm filming and how does it relate to other work and what has come before. There have been experimental filmmakers since the beginning of film back in the 1910s and 20s. And so nowadays, I think it's about putting the work in context. And I really want the mini micro cinema to be a place where people can come together, talk about film and video, learn about, you know, the work that has come before, and also share their work, their contemporary and modern work. And so it's really interesting to see experimental film sort of show up in the mainstream. We see it all the time in commercials. We see it in mainstream media, but not everybody really knows, oh, that's an experimental technique. And so it's just a way to really highlight, educate people that this is a part of the moving image world. There are film festivals all over the world that focus on experimental film and video and media. There are professors and teachers and makers all over. And this is a way to expose those makers to Cincinnati and also for the viewers of Cincinnati to see their work as well.
Well, is there a growing audience then for this kind of work?
You know, I think so. I think people are always looking for an alternative away from big Hollywood movies, from even the art house movies. Some of those movies are very conventional in terms of their three-act narrative structure. And so what experimental filmmaking is about breaking rules. And I think there's always going to be people out there who are interested in breaking rules, seeing people who defy the rules that have already been created. And it's just about alternative voices. You know, people are always going to be interested in stories and seeing other people's perspectives. And so that's what we're doing with the Mini Micro Cinema. We're bringing all of these voices to Cincinnati.
Are practitioners mostly young, or are there filmmakers of all ages doing experimental work?
All ages. And one neat thing about the Mini Micro Cinema, we will be showing 4 complete screenings that are showing 16mm film. So it's not only older people who learned on film, but young people today still are shooting actual film with a movie camera. And we'll be showing that work with a 16mm projector, with the sprocket holes and the sound and the light. And it's going to be a really enjoyable time to see that work in its original format.
Thanks so much, Jacqueline, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with C. Jacqueline Wood, experimental filmmaker and exhibition curator, about her show, The Mini, now at the Globe and over the Rhine. For more information, cwvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.